This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 270 for Wednesday, February 19th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market erased earlier gains before ending the day slightly higher. While Chicago soy oil was down, Malaysian palm oil was up and European rapeseed was mostly higher. Crude oil also made gains due to supply uncertainty. The Canadian dollar was down 2/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The May canola contract was up 60 cents per ton at $674 even. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were all lower. Most of the central U.S. will see warmer than normal temperatures in late February and early March, with precipitation to become above normal in the plains and Midwest during that period. February corn exports from Brazil are expected to total 1.28 million tons, according to ANAC, down 20,000 from the previous estimate. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange cut its Argentine corn production estimate by 1 million tons at 46 million. Corn rated good to excellent was down 9 points at 16%, while the corn rated poor to very poor was up 2 points at 49%. The March corn contract was down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.98. The U.S. National Oilseed Processors Association reported a January crush of 200.38 million bushels of soybeans, down 3% from the record amount in December, but up 7.86% from January 2024. Soy oil stocks totaled 1.27 billion pounds, 15.5% below the same month last year. ANAC projected Brazilian soybean exports at 9.72 million tons in February, down from the previous estimate of 10.1 million. Brazil's AgroConsult cut their estimate for the country's soybean crop by 1.1 million tons at 172.4 million. Major shipping firms are urging the International Maritime Organization to avoid crop-based biofuels, including palm and soy oil, in a push to decarbonize the shipping industry. The March soybean contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.32. Texas wheat ratings declined this week at 24% poor, 36% fair, and 28% good, according to the state's government. Russian wheat exporters can only deliver up to 8.1 million tons by the end of the current marketing year, according to grain shipment company Rosagrotrans. For the whole marketing year, projected wheat exports are expected to total 42 million tons, down from 55.5 million last year. Japan issued a tender of 96,160 tons of wheat combined from Canada, Australia, and the U.S., with at least 34,890 tons coming from the latter. The March Chicago wheat contract was down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.92. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.14. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.35. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, February 19th. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.